Things remembered. People remembered. Do you want to be remembered? When I was calling out a couple of names of some of the criminals, our historic criminals, and I mentioned Bonnie and Clyde, what other names came to your mind? How about Al Capone? And isn't it interesting how people call those names out with such a high regard for them? They're well remembered, too. What did you think about the holograms? Holograms that can bring back some of your concerts when you used to perform. Holograms that can bring back some of the poetry that you read, that you recited. It's interesting. Do you want to be remembered? Is it just not that important? Are you okay with people looking at photo albums and remembering what you looked like? Well, it's worked out for some, this whole thing about doing bad things to be remembered, but it's deplorable. And fortunately, it is not a reliable strategy. That's because one response has been to intentionally wipe villains from history, erasing all traces of their name from the public record, including tearing down everything they've built. Even the Greek historian Herodotus occasionally says that he did something so terrible, he's not going to mention his name. There was this idea that you shouldn't talk about bad deeds. There was a sense that they have a power over you in terms of whether they name you or don't name you. And remember, this whole issue of doing bad things so that we can be remembered when we die, I think is important to remember. We do have to die. Most people will die at this juncture in man's history and present. This mountain of evidence. There are mountains of evidence. You thinking about being remembered? Have you thought about religion in a positive way? In a positive way. There are mountains of evidence that Jesus Christ, Siddhartha Gautama, known as the Buddha, and many more religious leaders were real people, even though they died many millennia ago. The author L. Ron Hubbard proved that founding a religion is still possible. He did so in the 50s when he formed the Church of Scientology. As a result of his teachings, today he's rightly recognized as one of the most influential Americans of all time. And he's the most published and translated author in the world. Founded a religion, and it's written. So those of you who have really wanted to hear about the, I guess you could call them prescient sayings of L. Ron Hubbard and things that he predicted, did you know that you were also reading the man who founded a religion, the Church of Scientology? Finally, people hoping to be remembered should attempt to become mind-bogglingly rich. That's right. Throw in some money. The saying that their riches, Croesus, means they're very, very wealthy. And it comes from a real person who lived more than 2,500 years ago in what is today Turkey. Croesus, King Croesus, ruled the kingdom of Lydia for 14 years. And he's famous for his lavish gifts to the oracles at Delphi, which included a life-sized woman made entirely of gold. Among historians, he's known for issuing the first pure gold and silver coins, which revolutionized the ease with which goods were exchanged. But will any well-known figures from recent times be remembered, say, roughly 1,000 years from now? Lynette Mitchell is placing her bets on Alan Turing, who invented the computer. He's only just come back into memory in the last few years because good stories have been told about him. Speaking of good stories being told about people in the computer world, what do you think about Bill Gates? He's credited with having contributed so much to the computer industry, the computer world. At the same time, there are some very, very unflattering things said about him personally. What do you think? 100 years from now? Not Bill Gates. I'm sorry. Not Bill Gates. Apple. Who am I thinking about? Y'all know who. I'm just forgetting his name. Thank you, Steve Jobs. Appreciate you. Thank you all. Thank you for helping me remember Steve Jobs. Great contributions to the computer world, and as a result, the world in general. Very unflattering things spoken about him. Will we be talking about Apple and Steve Jobs 100 years from now, 300 years from now? Or will we be mainly just talking about Apple 300 years from now? For Penfold Mounts, he thinks that Donald Trump will be remembered. He thinks that the individuals that will last from the 21st century are going to be some of the big politicians and world leaders. If it's going to be a toss-up between someone like Theresa May and Donald Trump, he would think that Trump would be remembered for a long time. And of course, not necessarily for good. But Harrison agrees and says that really he doesn't think that public intellectuals are likely to be remembered. In a funny way, in academia, you can be sure that you'll be remembered within a very small group. He regularly pulls books off the shelves that are 100 years old, but more widely, he thinks it'll be quite similar to the ancient world. It's not going to be the wrestlers and the pop stars who are remembered. It'll be the huge political figures like Trump and Putin. Again, not necessarily for the good. Remember, he mentioned people like Caesar and others who accomplished a lot of not good, but they're still remembered. Rojek is placing his bets on Nelson Mandela. He thinks that everlasting figures catch the spirit of the time and somehow express it and act as the public face of it. So don't have to think that hard about what the time is. The person sums up that time very, very, very well. So what do you think? Should people even be trying to be remembered? What about people being remembered for long, long periods of time, even though they're not trying to be remembered for long periods of time? In other words, the people who have no interest in being egotistical, they just want to do what they've been called to do. They want to do the mission that they've been called to do. They want to take care of the assignment that they have been commissioned to handle. That's their interest. But they're remembered by virtue of the fact that they will have done such a good job and contributed so much as a result. Of course, for some people, it is about ego. And they want their name to be in the spotlight as long as possible. Gotta remember now, we don't determine how long we're in the spotlight, number one. And number two, we need to really be asking ourselves, what about eternity? What about eternity? So many people think about right now, in the next 30 years, the next 80 years, the next 200 years. If people are remembering our names, but we're not enjoying how life is going 200 years from now, 500 years from now, 3,000 years from now, we don't like the way eternity is going. And after a while, you got to remember now, at some point, all of that will be wiped away from history anyway. And we will no longer be talking about all those people. Caesar, the politicians of his day, those who came 50 years before him, 50 years after him, those who were there with him in their own countries, those names aren't going to be remembered and highly touted during the millennial reign and afterwards. The ones who are really making headways, really being re-talked about right now. And people know those names, and they may be spoken of often 30 years from now, 50 years from now, known by some to be great politicians. They're not always going to be remembered. At some point, their names will be wiped out. They will be discussed no longer. And what will it have gained them to to have gained all that notoriety, be miserable in eternity, and before long, long before eternity comes, their names be wiped away from memory too.